death squads deployed to the east utilized modified vehicles referred to as mobile killing vans that ran gas tubes into sealed containers located at the back of the vehicle. Jews and other undesirables that were captured were placed into these vans and suffocated. This process, along with the knowledge gained from the T4 euthanasia centers that killed over 250,000 mentally or physically disabled people, led the Nazis to formulate the final solution, a plan to eliminate large numbers of Jews in the gas chambers of 5 killing centers in Poland. Secret leaders were made aware of this plan during the Wannsee Conference in January of 1942. For the next 3 years, the pace of extermination increased dramatically. Until that time, only about 20% of those who would eventually be killed by the Nazis had died. In the final 3 years, with the industrialization of death, the remaining 80% were killed. Of the approximately 9 million Jews living in Europe at the start of World War II, less than one-third would remain at its conclusion. At least 5 million non-Jews were also killed in the Holocaust. Once the decision to create killing centers and an efficient killing method were finalized, the plan to transport prisoners began. Until mid-1944, people received letters or some other type of announcement alerting them to the fact that they would be transported east and put to work. The notice stated what they should pack, how to label their suitcase, and when to report to the train station. Using already established railways throughout Europe, it was easy for the Nazis to deport people to camps across the occupied territories. Most were loaded into boxcars or cattle cars, while some rode in passenger cars. The journeys could last anywhere from several hours to several days, depending on the final destination. No food or drink was given during the journey, and usually the windows were locked shut. For many, the process of deportation was a death sentence.